Multiple investigations are underway right now into the LIBOR scandal, with both British and American authorities trying to figure out who was behind the interest rate manipulation and whether or not anyone actually broke the law. But why should the average person care about a few London traders fudging some numbers? Well, we spoke to New York Times reporter Mark Scott on this show last week.
Say a bank, for example, would use LIBOR or another financial benchmark to help set interest rates on many of the loans they make. So, for example, on someone's adjustable mortgage, for example, a bank might charge them LIBOR plus then an additional amount of interest. So, yes, this definitely affects people on Main Street.
In fact, we are seeing reports on how the finances of individual Americans, some small towns and municipalities, have been pretty drastically affected, perhaps as a result of the LIBOR rigging scandal. And a federal lawsuit has been filed against several banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citibank. Joining us now is George Maragos, comptroller for Nassau County, Long Island. Officials there, including you, George, I think, say that the county could have lost upwards of $13 million.
Good morning, Celeste. Yes, we look back at our exposure to the LIBOR rate, and we estimated that we may have overpaid on our interest rates by up to $13 million over a five-year period.
Has Nassau County decided to join this federal lawsuit yet?
We're evaluating whether we should join or file separately, and we should be making that decision sometime next week.
I assume that your estimation of losses is based on the financial contracts you had with the banks that were based on this LIBOR rate, and therefore, obviously, the city would have lost revenue if the banks artificially lowered that rate. But how do you prove in court that there was collusion among the banks, number one, and how do you prove exactly how much you've lost?
Well, we have to go back and look at the difference in what those banks that contribute to calculating the LIBOR rate versus what they were borrowing at the time. And it's going to be a tedious process, but it is doable. And the difference that's been alleged can be as much as 40 basis points, which is 0.4%. It doesn't sound like much, but when you're dealing with large numbers, in our case, we had $600 million of outstanding bonds, 0.4% over a five-year period of overpayment. Results into a $13 million overpayment.
Annual spending for Nassau County is about $3 billion, though. Isn't $13 million like a drop in the bucket?
It is, but when you bring it down to the human level, to the street level, that would have that $13 million is about a $2.4 million overpayment. Maybe the county would not have had to lay off approximately 24 people, or maybe had more cops and fire people on the street.
That's George Maragos, who's comptroller of Nassau County, Long Island. We've also heard that there are a number of homeowners who've been affected by the LIBOR rate, possibly affected by the rigging scandal. So joining us now is John Councilman, vice president of the Association of Mortgage Professionals. And, you know, on the face of it, John, you'd think lowering LIBOR, even falsely, would actually benefit consumers. That means if it's manipulated lower, they pay less in interest. So how would that lead to people losing their homes?
Well, it's interesting. When I first heard about this, I was under the impression that they had actually manipulated the LIBOR to increase interest rates, but it appears that they lowered the LIBOR for certain purposes, but actually it would affect interest rates. The people who have the adjustable rate mortgages, originally it was thought if they had raised the LIBOR would be affected by that, and they would, of course. It would actually benefit some people that had adjustable rate mortgages. The area where it would actually harm people are the people who had fixed-rate mortgages, it appears, which is very strange because people don't understand the complexity of this. The LIBOR is used as a hedging tool for people who have fixed-rate mortgages, especially if they believe that interest rates are going to be increasing. They have these swaps and derivatives and that sort of thing that are based on the LIBOR. So if the LIBOR is artificially low, the person who's using the hedging is going to actually be influenced on their fixed-rate mortgages to raise those mortgages slightly to cover that hedging cost. So it would actually affect probably more people, since there are more fixed-rate mortgages than there are adjustable-rate mortgages. So some of the things that we originally thought were being done here with the manipulation actually turned out to be somewhat different. It would seem to be counterintuitive that someone would lower the interest rate that they were getting, especially when they were a bank. But it turns out that that's what they were doing for various reasons, and it has effects that one wouldn't anticipate normally.
Well, let's explore those effects. Do you actually know of any clients or any people who ended up losing out or losing money or even possibly losing their homes because of it?
It's much more difficult to know, because anytime you raise interest rates, the effect trickles through the economy, because the way the LIBOR is used in the economy, it's used in the money trading and such that's used out there, and you have all these derivatives that are going, and this is the largest part of the world's economy. Most people don't realize that it's many, many more times more money going through all these derivatives and this trading than there is in the gross national product of the entire world. So anytime you can bite off a little piece of that and cause rates to be affected by it, it's very much more difficult to see that that's going on. And these are very clever people, obviously. They knew that it would be extremely difficult to prove this. But it is a strange thing when you have someone who is able to set the index, essentially, that is going to be the thing that determines how much they make. That's something that normally is not allowed. Everything that we find in the mortgage industry is that you shouldn't have an index that can be influenced by someone who has the right to make a profit from it.
And in fact, you're correct. It's basically done on the honor system, which is an odd thing. John Councilman is vice president of the Association of Mortgage Professionals, and George Maragos, comptroller for Nassau County, Long Island. Nassau County has not yet joined the federal lawsuit, but that lawsuit has been merged with a number of different plaintiffs against 12 banks or so. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.